Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Keresh of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Friday, Erev Shabbos, the 12th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today email. To sponsor future programs, please feel free to visit us at ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for the next phone call is 5 p.m. the day prior, in this case, Sunday at 5 p.m. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome and introduce Rabbi Avram Schmidman of the Lower Merion Synagogue in Lower Merion Township to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Schmidman slowly reciting our daily four prakim of Tehillim. That would be chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. Prakim Kaf Kaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, which will be followed by the Mishaberach for Cholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schmidman.
Thank you, Rabbi Keresh, for your kind introduction. Thank you as well to Rabbis Hosey and Herman for their efforts in assuring the continuation of this program. I have the schus, the privilege, the honor to lead the Chizuk call on the first day that the OU introduced this program, on March 13, 2020. And it is a wonderful thing that the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America has chosen to continue this daily Chizuk program. In our Parsha this week, the Parsha of Kisete, this section concludes with a very well-known but very disturbing obligation. The obligation, the command to remember what Amalek did to the Jewish people. Zachar is asher asal lecha Amalek baderech b'teisachem mimitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you left the land of Egypt, namely that the people of Amalek attacked us. And not only are we obligated to remember what Amalek did to us, we are obligated, astonishing as it may sound, to obliterate Amalek. Mocho Timcha, you shall certainly obliterate Amalek. And many have struggled to understand the nature of this obligation. The obligation to wipe out Amalek. And remarkably, not only is this something that we have to do, but it's something that we need to remember. And whenever the Torah uses the word zachar, the halachic expression suggests not only remembering something in the mind, in the heart, and the soul, but it requires us to express it orally. So there is a mitzvah of zechira, of remembering with regards to Shabbos, and that obligation requires us to remember Shabbos by reciting Kiddush. So what is it about Amalek that is so significant for us that we must remember what Amalek did? In Mishlei, we find a pasuk that teaches us as follows. Leitz sake upesi yarin. The scoffer is smitten and the fool is uplifted. And our sages suggest that this verse is actually a reference to one of our great heroes, Yisro. The Torah records how Yisro, who was Kohen Midian, he was the priest of the Midianites, and he had a position of prestige and power, left the land of Midian to join Moshe and the Jewish people in the wilderness, in the desert. The Torah records, Vayishma Yisro, that Yisro heard. And Rashi famously asked the question, Mashmua Shama Uba, what did he hear that caused him to come to join Moshe and the Jewish people? And one of the things that he heard was the war with Amalek. Why was that so significant? Perhaps it's because Yisro understood that Amalek was a cynic. Amalek was a scoffer. Amalek did not have actually any real issue with the Jewish people, but just could not stand to see the success of the Jewish people. Late Saka, the scoffer, a reference to Amalek, was smitten down. The Jewish people defeated Amalek. Upesi and the fool, the one who was ignorant, Yisro Yarim, was lifted up. And perhaps this is why we have this obligation, even unto this day, to remember what Amalek has done to us. Yes, Amalek is an actual, real, physical enemy. But Amalek is also a concept, an idea. Amalek is the notion of cynicism. Regardless of one's political affiliations, regardless of one's outlook and beliefs, everyone, I think, can agree that we are living at a time of unprecedented cynicism, where there's so much scoffing, there's so much negative rhetoric. It's important for us to remember that there was a time when all of that was vanquished, and that perhaps through our prayers, we will merit that once again, the sources of cynicism and scoffing will one day be vanquished yet again. We now continue with the recitation of Tehillim. We begin with chapter 20, Perek Chof. Lamnaseach Mizmar LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagelcha shem Elohei Ya'akov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkar kol minchosecha v'olasecha yidash nesela. Yiten l'cha chilvavecha v'chol atzasecha yimalei. Nu'anana v'shuasecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol nish'alosecha. Ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho ya'aneyu mishmei kosho Bigburos Yesha Yemino. Eile Varecha V'Eile V'Susim V'Anachno B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Ema Karu V'Nafalo V'Anachno Kamnu V'Nisodad. Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Koreinu. We now continue with chapter 23, Perek Chof Gimel. Mizmar LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar. V'na Ozdesh Yarbiteini Almei Menuchos Yinahaleini. Afshi Yishovev Yancheini V'magle Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo. Gam Ki Eilach B'Gei Talmoves Lo Yiraro Yata Imadi. Shiftecha mishantecha ema yinachamuni. Taroch lepanai shulchan neged tzorirai. Dishanto v'shem min roshi. Kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yudifuni. Kol yimei chayai. V'shavti v'veis Adonai le'orech yomim. We continue with chapter 121. Perek Kuf. Chof Aleph. Shilam Alos, Esayna Elarim, Ein Yevo Ezri. Ezri, Mimadonai Ostei, Shamayim Va'aret. Al Yitzein Lamot Reglecha, Al Yonom, Shomerecha. Hine Lo Yonom, Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzulcha, Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam Hashemesh le'akeka v'yareyach b'alayla. Adonai Yishmarcha mikoro Yishmar et nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar teitzecha v'alecha mi'ata v'yad olam. We conclude with the recitation of the 130th chapter, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir ha'ma'alos mimamakim karasticha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Kalifi Enaz Necha Kashuvos L'Kol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmur Yoh Adonai Mi'yamod. Im Echlas L'Licha L'Ma'an Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai Kivisto Nafshi V'Lidvaro Cholti. Nafshi L'Adonai V'Shem L'Boker Shomerim L'Boker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kivan Ve'echetzev Herbeim Ofidus. Ve'ho Yivdestrel Mikol Avonosav. I will now recite the prayer for the sick, the Misha Berech L'Cholim. At the pause, please supply the names of those individuals for whom you are davening. Misha Berech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo. Amen. May Hashem heal the sick. May He restore our world. May He bless the land of Israel and its inhabitants. May He bring the ultimate redemption, the Geula Shlema, b'mehera v'imenu. And let us say, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Schmidman. We are all very appreciative for your divrei chizuk and your tefilos. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. for words of inspiration from Rabbi Chaim Marcus of Congregation Israel in Springfield, New Jersey. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Good Shabbat.